Nard 304. Now, tell us about the trip back home then, you know, after your time expired.
We got on the boat, it was the Empire Pride, and we called again at all the stops that we'd called at the first time. It was the general, everybody enjoying themselves, waiting to get off the boat. And it was just a matter of time wasting until we got demobbed and landed back in England.
And how did you feel about getting back to England? Was it sort of...
Well, I arrived back to England. I got on... We went back to Norwich. We had about 3 days...
September, you reckon?
Well, it was just a fortnight before we got demobbed, so... When we got back with Ginger... The time Ginger got back, I got back the same time. And we went round Norwich for a couple of days. Went in the pubs, had a punch-up with some Yanks in the blue room.
Tell us how that happened.
We just walked in there. I can remember... I can't think who it was, but we walked in there. There were some Yanks there, and we walked in, and one Yank said, "What are them ribbons for?" This bloke says, "I've just come back from Korea." And this Yank said, "You've got to be a man to wear them ribbons." And this bloke said, "I'm a man to wear them." And he said, "I'm a man to thump you straight in the nose," and he thumped you straight in the nose, and all hell broke loose. And that's all I can remember.
This was an American soldier?
Yeah.
And that was in Norwich?
Yeah, we had a good punch-up one night. Another night, we just went out for a few drinks.
Were you at the Britannia Barracks?
Yeah. Major Holden come and met us off the train. Company commander, because he come back before with a broken leg. And the first person to meet us off the train was my company commander, Major Holden. We spent about 3 days there and then got demobbed.
Now, what was the demobilisation? What do you remember of that?
Well, you just went in, handed your kit in, and said cheerio to all your friends. You went back home. I got on a train and got to London, got to Bedford. When I got to Bedford, I had to go to Cranfield. There was no buses left, no buses running at that time, so I walked 9 miles home. And when I got home, there was nobody celebrating, no nothing. You just went to meet your mum and dad. There were no newspapers there, no nothing. You just come back and got on with it.
And this was October, you reckon? October? When was it? Are you not sure?
Yeah, I got demobbed on the 18th of September.
September, right.
So I had to walk home, and then there were nothing like there is on television today when they go home, nothing. You just come home and got on with your job.
Now, you went back to working as a welder, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was that your career then?
Yeah. Next thing I'd done, I went to Letchworth on another course for 6 months to go advanced up to the welding, and then I just carried on welding.
And
worked at Martin Valley Brick Company, that was me job all for 50 years.
Now, tell me, what effects did you think your service had, your wartime service? I mean,
but it made you a man. As I said,
can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, when you went into the army, you went in as a kid, you knew everything. When you come out of the army, you come out as a man, and you knew what the difference between right and wrong was. And you appreciated things more. Because a lot of your mates ain't back to appreciate it.
So you think it did you good?
Oh, definitely. Definitely done me a world of good, yeah.
And the other thing, tell us a bit about your work with either the Royal Norfolk Regiment Association and the Korean Veterans Association. Tell us about those two, because you're a bit of a leading light in both, aren't you?
Well, I used to run dances for the Wellingborough branch of the Korean Veterans. We had a dedication. After the dedication, I think I was around about 81, my wife said to me one day, "Why don't we put on a reunion, a get-together?" I said, "Okay," and I went down to the Embankment Club, my club, and I had word, and they said, "Yes, you can hire the hall for £30. I said, "Okay." I got in touch with a lot of veterans, and the first dance I run, we had 60 people come. And that went off well. The next dance I run, we had 100. Then a bloke said to me, "Well, why don't we try and find Colonel Olibar, Colonel of the Regiment?" So I got in touch in Hinkley, just down the road near Urchester, where his brother lives. Got in touch with his brother. Oh, he said he lived in the Isle of Wight. I said, "Give me his phone number." He gave me his phone number. I rung him up. "Corporal Minars," he said, "what are you doing on the phone?" I said, "I told him about it." "I'll be there," he said. He said, "Do you want me to dress up in evening wear or what?" I said, "No, just come as you are." He said, "I want to see you." And the colonel come and flew over. And he come to read dance, and I had all his, the Norfolk regiment. There were more people other than the Norfolks, but I had all the Norfolks lined up in front of the stage. I had a bloke playing the bugle, and he played the bugle, and Major Holden walked in. And I walked him, and I introduced him, and he knew half of them. But Ginger Nutt was the first one he pointed out. "Hello, Ginger," he said, "how are you?" And he was 83 years old, and he danced all night. So we had a band dancing. Everybody have a Union Jack at my dancing. Everybody has a Union Jack for everybody. At the end of the evening, what everybody liked the best, everybody gets on the floor. I get on the stage. The organist plays the list, which I give them, of 12 songs. And they all get on waving the flags and singing these songs at the end.
You also organised a reunion between Tony Towle and Bob Guest. Can you just tell us that story?
Yeah, well, Bob Guest, friend of mine, he used to come to all my do's, and one day we got talking, and Keith said, "I wonder where old Tony Towle is." I said, "Well, I don't really know. I tried. Somebody said he worked for an oil company in Hong Kong. I tried to get in touch with him, but he didn't." And then I was on, we were at a reunion in Ely, and all of a sudden the captain came out. He was a friend of Tony Towle. And I said, "Yeah," I said, "we'd love to got Tony, but we think he's dead." "Oh, he ain't dead. He said he lives in America." I said, "What, Tony Towle?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Give me his phone number." He gave me his phone number. I got in Tony Towle. He said, "When's this reunion?" I told him all who were coming. He said, "Right," he said, "I'll be there." And I got in touch with Bob Guest to make sure he'd come. And I never told him each one were coming. And when they come, I met Bob Guest and that, and he was sitting there. Then Tony and his wife, before the dance, Tony and his wife came up to my house and stopped here. And I took them down to the dance in the evening. And he met Bob Guest, and he said it's the best night he's ever had in his life.
Tell us how you introduced them, though, because that's...
Well, I got on more or less in the centre of the room and introduced them to each other. And I said, "Bob," I said, "Mr. Taylor," I said, "you've been looking for Bob Guest for years, haven't you?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, here he is, just here." And he introduced them, and they sat there chatting, and it was a wonderful night.
Are you in the Royal Norfolk Regiment Association as well?
Yeah. I'm in the Korean, the British, the Royal Norfolk Association. I'm also in the Korean Veterans, Wellingborough branch.
What do you do with the Royal Norfolk Regiment Association? Do you go to their do's?
Yeah, I used to go to them regularly. When I began to play it up a bit, I haven't been doing nothing for 3 years, but now I'm back in full swing. But I run dances, me and the wife. My wife used to do cooking for all the dances. My wife, Jean, she's done cooking for all the dances.
So it's
and her two
important.
Sisters.
It's very important to you.
Yes, she did all the cooking until she was poorly. Then we had an hour to cook people. Because the first dance I'd done was about 60 people, and the last one I said was about 260 on the waiting list. And then we had Tom Henson come, and I all his platoon, and I got nearly everybody that was on that patrol. Braun, Hilton, some more I can give you the names of.
This is Tom Henson's patrol.
Yeah,
on the 3rd
I had
March.
Nearly all his patrol there that was I could find. And Corporal Morrow was the only one we couldn't find. And he'd come and met all his friends.
Thank you very much.